Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. In the history of music, there have been certain composers whose early work is so mature and well-developed, and who worked with such intensity from an early age that they seemed to be uncannily aware that their lives were to be cut short. Mozart composed his first operas when he was 12. Schubert was 25 when he worked on The Unfinished. Lily Boulanger composed the work which won her the Prix de Rome when she was 19. And the subject of our program this week, the Czech composer Vyacheslava Kapralova, wrote all she was given time to write by the time she was 25. She was the first woman to graduate as a composer and conductor from the Brno Conservatory, the first woman to receive a prestigious Smetana Award, the first woman to conduct the Czech Philharmonic, and one of the few women ever to conduct the BBC Orchestra prior to World War II. Kapralova was born in 1915 in Brno, the provincial capital of Moravia that was then still part of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. She was an only child growing up in a musical family. Her mother was a classically trained singer, and her father was a composer, music critic, writer, and teacher who had been a student of Janáček. Kapralova began composing at age 9. At 15, she entered the Brno Conservatory to study composition and conducting, against the will of her father, who did not believe that a woman could succeed in these professions and wanted to spare her the disappointment. Kapralova graduated from Brno Conservatory at the top of her class, conducting her own piano concerto and making quite an impression on the, at first, skeptical audience. She spent the summer after graduation in her beloved summer retreat, Triestunde, where she sketched her first and only string quartet. Let's listen to that work from 1935, now, performed by the Janáček Quartet.